Two more venues cancel Michelle Malkin lecture in Maine. By Tom Sikata on January 17, 2020. Two additional venues have canceled a lecture event featuring conservative commentator and author Michelle Malkin. The event was first moved to the Gendron Franco Center in Lewiston, Maine, after a local hotel canceled the event as originally planned by a group of University of Maine students. Malkin's second backup location has now also canceled her planned lecture. It appears the event will still happen, but details on a fourth venue have not been made public as of this writing. According to a local news report, the Gendron Franco Center announced on Friday that it canceled a Friday night event featuring conservative commentator Michelle Malkin. Breitbart News reported on Friday morning that an event organized by conservative students at the University of Maine had been canceled after the university announced the student group sponsoring the event was not an official campus organization. The event was moved to the Gendron Franco Center in Lewiston, Maine. But on Friday morning, the center announced without explanation that it was canceling the event. Event organizers quickly regrouped and moved the event to the nearby Martindale Country Club in Auburn, Maine. Shortly thereafter, the club canceled the event as well. Michelle Malkin gave Breitbart News the following statement: "My message to America First citizens is this. The only way to fight cancel culture is to cancel your fear of the establishment on the Open Borders Incorporated left and the right. I'm grateful that my book tour has exposed me to the everyday heroes fighting for our country who are sick of swamp people in Washington and in their own backyards. It is especially important to support young people defying university bullies and political mafia bosses. They have the most at stake." Despite the cancellations, it seems like the event will go forward on Friday night. Malkin retweeted congressional candidate Adrienne Bennett on Friday afternoon, who claimed that another venue has been secured for Friday evening. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.